wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man.
It's always a blast waking up with Mark Chmura. Because you just never know what you're going to learn about him. We just learned about Mark Chmura. Alex from Mark Chmura, Josh DiMaggio with you, Jen Gabe and Chewy with you on a Wednesday morning. That he's been relegated to his guest bedroom tonight because he doesn't snore loudly. According to him. He doesn't snore, but his wife can't stand it and can't sleep to the point where he's been kicked to the guest bedroom. But no, he doesn't snore. Don't tell him he snores.
I snore on Friday and Saturday. How's that?
Okay, so if you get after it a little bit, you're snoring louder.
Yeah, I will admit that, and there is video out there, which I'm not going to share. But that is definitely snoring. But everyone does that, so it's really no big deal.
So you already know it's guest bedroom for you tonight?
I've been told. She said she got an hour of sleep, which probably means three, but she only gets five anyway, so... Which is fine. I'll do my little test. It'll show up nothing negative. And then we'll move on.
So the conversation this morning... You woke up and she said, guest bedroom tonight. You're not sleeping in here.
No, I volunteered it because I'll get more points if I do it.
Oh, it's a smart play.
You're taking one for the team here.
But this is what she does. Like, if she knows there's a doctor in there or something, she's like, you know, my husband's kidneys have been hurting him. What do you think it is? And I'm like, geez.
Notice how he talked. He started to talk way quieter. Uh-huh. Yes. You worried she's going to bust in there? What?
No, your spies are still going to hear you, too. So,
I think Joshy nailed it, though. Josh, is that selfish or what? Or is that the definition of selfish?
That
I'm only concerned that things that bother me,
correct.
Not anyone else.
Yeah. You, now, that's not the definition of selfish, but that would indicate somebody behaving selfishly, yes. Yes, I would agree with that.
You love doing this show, number one, Alex, okay?
I do. I mean, seriously, I learn something new about you every time.
Yeah. There's a lot to learn.
Stroh, if you came to me and this affected your sleeping regimen last night, if we're on the topic of sleeping.
Yeah, if we're on the topic, we might as well do it.
Might as well dive right into it here.
So Chewy, it's been really nice in Wisconsin this week. It was about...
That's what I heard.
Yeah, it was about just short of 70 degrees on Monday, which is lovely. So me and the lady, we live in a historical building here downtown, which means the windows do not open.
Okay.
So we can't open the windows, but we've got this big, you know, kind of wall-wide window. We're on the 7th floor. We got home on was it Monday night or Tuesday night? Tuesday night. What day is it today? Wednesday? So we got home Monday night.
Wednesday. Yeah.
The day it was really nice out. And the apartment was like 79 degrees.
Ooh.
I go, whoa, that's warm. So, you know, as one does, I flipped on the AC, wanted to cool it down a little bit. Yeah. I went to bed a few hours later. It was 81 degrees.
Yeah, they don't turn the AC on.
AC's not on. AC's actually broken in the entire building.
Oh, it's broken? Now I bet they flip the breaker. That's what I do at my house.
So,
because you don't want the air conditioning to kick on.
Yes.
When it hits a certain degree. So what they do is they kill the breaker. So they're liars, number one.
That makes sense. This is the same apartment building, which, by the way, I had to take cold showers in for 5 days, 2 weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, they tripped the breaker, so it shuts down the AC, and you're SOL.
So that was pretty common in the big apartment buildings I've lived in, where they just turn it off because it would provide more hassle than it would be a benefit, because who in the early months of the year would ever need any sort of air conditioning? What I don't understand is... This historical building and the windows not opening, is that legal? Because it feels not legal. And maybe they're able to cut some corners.
I imagine there's a corner.
But
Josh,
like, ventilation
Josh,
is necessary.
Think about it, though. What are you tying your blankets together on the 7th floor to get all the way to the ground? Where are you going?
But in the event of a fire, opening a window would provide you much-needed ventilation.
And it would also fan the fire.
Right, but we're concerned about human life, not the damage to the apartment.
Adam,
Alex,
Strophy, Would you get more sleep at 81 degrees in your apartment or your girlfriend snoring?
Oh, I can sleep through anything.
Snoring.
It's probably
right?
The snoring, yeah.
Okay.
But
Josh?
But hold on, Chewy.
81 degrees.
My opinion is not going to change how your wife feels about you. I don't know what you're fielding the question for in the first place here.
I'm trying.
So we have discovered that I'm being lied to. That's what we're on to here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very regular to turn off there.
Chewy, are you a cleaner?
Yes, and I've been called OCD today. By my way,
today
already,
which is fine. I don't think OCD is.
It's
really
9 a.m. on the East Coast.
You guys go through so much.
What is going on over there? So here's what we've discovered today: Chewy's wife is mad because she couldn't sleep because he was snoring. He denied said snoring and said, "But just because I'm a good guy, I'm going to sleep in the guest bedroom tonight." And now he has also been called OCD today. Why?
Because I constantly clean. Like, she was on a conference call because her office is here. And I mean, I'm just vacuuming outside of her door with Dyson, which is very quiet. And she screams at me when she has about 100 people on the Zoom call. But I'll tell you this. This is a funny story, which is not my fault. You tell me if this is my fault.
I have a feeling it's going to be your fault.
It's going to be your fault.
Before we moved into the house, we had a condo about 3 miles away, and her office was in the bedroom, right? So most people, when they're on a Zoom call, right, what do? They blacken their screen or so you can't see?
Yeah.
Right? Is that normal, Josh?
I mean, most people, and I know here, turning on your camera is proving you are being attentive and not just turning on the meeting and walking away.
She's running the meeting with 100 people.
Well, if you're running the meeting,
your
camera's on.
You should be on camera.
Well, shouldn't someone tell me that before I strip down naked and decide to go into the shower and everyone says, we could see your husband in the background. That is not my fault. That is not my fault.
That is
110% your
fault. No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
It is my bedroom. It's a bedroom before it is an office.
So you're telling
someone
me.
Someone should have told
you
me.
You accidentally flashed every single one of your wife's employees.
Evidently.
How do you feel about that?
Not my fault. Hey, I used to walk around a locker room with.
Sure. So this isn't abnormal for you, but for a normal employee attending a normal company meeting, I don't think they want to see Chewy's little Chewy.
Well, someone, like I said, that's not on me.
I once again say yes, it is. Now, your wife is a big shot. We have talked about this before. She's an important individual.
Yeah.
If she is fielding a meeting in a room. The number one rule should just be avoid the room.
Yes.
Avoid the meeting.
Stay out of the room.
Don't crash the meeting in any capacity. Number two rule, don't take your clothes off. I don't care if it's a phone call.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a Zoom call. I don't care if it's a Skype call. I don't care if it's a video stream for a radio show. Get naked.
Let me ask you this. What if you were deep cleaning your house?
Naked?
No, not doesn't. Well, it doesn't matter. It's not. They're not going to be on screen. But your wife's in there with a Zoom meeting, and it's a quiet vacuum cleaner. Would you scream? Would your girlfriend scream at you to knock off doing something nice?
Cleaning
the house.
I would get told to stop it until I'm done with this meeting.
Yeah.
And I think that's the regular response.
But the meetings don't end. They go on for 12 hours. I'm not going to start cleaning at 9 o'clock at night. I mean, the cleaning should be on my schedule. I don't know. I just think it's...
What's worse? Chewy vacuuming...
The nudity.
It's the nudity.
It's the nudity.
Yeah, never mind. It's not even close.
Yeah. People have gotten fired for their nudity on meetings before. So here's the thing. If you knew she was on a meeting, which I imagine she was probably talking as the one who was
leading the meeting. Yep.
She was.
In that situation, just... get undressed in the bathroom. You can have your shower. You don't have to pre-strip.
Yeah, but there's no... Hold on. Time out.
It was a good
idea. There's no door. Hold on. There's no door. It was an open
And there was
the
a straight. Was there a straight
was
shot?
Open to the shower in the bath. There's no door. It's just all open.
So it was a straight shot from her meeting to the bathroom.
Yes, I guess. Yeah.
Or did you strip in the bedroom and on your way to the bathroom you walked through the camera screen?
Yes, that's what I did.
How did she react?
These people can see you on screen. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, I'm actually impressed. That's a
quite calm.
That's a pretty calm reaction.
Yeah.
Was it your cheeks that they saw?
Yeah. Rather white, too, because I had a kicking tan. So, kind of.
So it was extra.
It was hard to miss.
It was extra emphasized.
It was hard to miss. I don't think it's my fault, and I'll go to my grave saying that.
How recently did this occur?
Hey, Josh, how good am I at technology?
You're better than you like to pretend because you're the one who's been able to set up FaceTime calls when our phones aren't working. I think you prefer to be on the side of he doesn't know technology, but you know it.
Yeah, but I have not been able to get my personal email for about 10 days now, which doesn't bother me. I really don't care, and it's not my fault because they want some stupid authentication app that I don't know how to do.
Okay.
So I'm like...
Do you realize how fast he got out the it's not my fault?
Yeah, I mean, immediately. Same with his cheeks. Same with the vacuuming.
I think there's a reasonable explanation to not be vacuuming at 8 a.m.
Yeah. It wasn't 8 a.m. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's everyone loves a clean house, right? Everyone loves, you like a clean house?
Everyone loves a quiet meeting.
Why don't you get a Roomba and let that sucker run around the house and
those
you don't have
are
to do
garbage,
it?
Garbage. Garbage. They don't work. They can't transition from rug to hardwood surface.
I would bet they can.
why do you know that?
I mean, why am I getting blasted for a clean house?
I'm still
you're
hung
not
up
getting
on
blasted.
The cheeks.
You're not getting blasted for a clean house. You're getting blasted for interrupting a meeting. Your house is big enough, I imagine, you could vacuum a different place.
Well, I eventually got to get to...
Yeah, you save that for later.
So the guest bedroom that you'll be sleeping in tonight.
Yes.
That is not the home office?
No.
Where are you right now? What room are you in?
I'm in the pool house.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, a lot. What?
Look, I can't believe you flashed 100 Joshy? People.
I what?
You flashed.
It's not a big deal.
I mean, that's a relatively big deal. If I was on a company meeting and somebody's ass cheeks walked past the screen, I'd be a little
You'd
bit
get
concerned.
A good chuckle out of it, though, right?
I would laugh, but I don't think everyone's so chill about nudity as maybe Strofer I.
Especially if I knew the character.
Right.
If I'm like, oh, it's just Chewy. And I imagine some of your wife's employees might view it that
you
way.
You know where you're bunch, you're Mark. Full of crap, because I just came back from a resort in Mexico, and a percentage of the girls are wearing a string up their butt, and no one seems to be offended at that. No one, but as soon as I walk across the screen with my white butt showing, oh, is that appalling? Come on. This show is about consistency, please. Let's be consistent.
One, you're famously inconsistent. And two, I think there's a reasonable explanation. Well, at a resort, you might see some cheeks.
Yeah. Yep. Reasonable expectation. Just attending a Zoom meeting at work? I don't expect to see white cheeks from my boss's husband.
All right. How do we wind up here?
It's a great question. I wish I had the answer. We'll get back to the Packers. Free agency day 3, the start of the new league year. How are we feeling after a couple sleeps?
I'm fine.
Since the Packers made their moves. We will talk about that. Chewy's fine. He's just got to sleep in the guest bedroom and he's flashing people he doesn't know. Hell of a day. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy next.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Tuna. Dating app. It's tuna.
I love tuna. I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we for once grow up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Whoa, yeah. And the
Gabe and Chewy on a Wednesday morning. I am not okay after the conversation we just had. Alex Stroph, Mark Tremura, Joshy DiMaggio with you. Tons of reaction pouring in the Car Plus Talk and text line to the sheer mental image of Chewy's white ass crashing a Zoom meeting. Colin chimes in, man, I would have loved to be in that meeting. Brandon at Tulsa, weaponized incompetence must be a former athlete trait, because every ex-athlete on these stations pretends to be stupid just to inconvenience others. Chef Ed chimes in, yikes, thanks Chew, I'll probably dream about your naked white arsh.
The funny thing is, when I got yelled at, I moved at the same speed.
Weaponized incompetence. Stevie of the 414, the combination of these three has to be the most unserious lineup on this channel. Yeah, that's probably right. Unbelievable. NFL free agency continues today, day number three, the start of the new league year. So all the contracts you've seen reported, signed over the course of the last 48 hours plus, will become official at about noon today. Chewy, we've had the opportunity to sleep on it now for a few days. Offensive guard Aaron Banks and cornerback Nate Hobbs, the two signings that Brian Gutekunst and the Packers make on Monday. And it felt like yesterday was pretty doomsday. I was listening to you and Brust yesterday, and the theme seemed to be they're just not doing enough. This is not championship good. Which I do agree with, but I don't think the signings they made by spending about $150 million on Monday, I don't think the Packers are in a worse spot or a bad spot in comparison to where they were, say, Sunday. But I agree with the fact that they haven't made the championship step that is necessary. After a few snoring sleeps on the signings for Monday, how you feeling?
I mean, they addressed one problem, I guess. Although, just looking at, you know, his career thus far, he's got the potential to be good. But typically, when a guy plays in the slot, means he can't play in the corner. You know, you typically go from slot to corner. And just looking at some of his numbers, they're fine. They're basing it upon potential. And then the O-line. I saw the depth of the O-line a problem. That's it. I thought this O-line was fine. I thought it was fine. And, you know, to go out and pay an O-line that much money when you're going to have to pay Zach Tom before the start of the season, it's just what I was talking about yesterday. Ron never really put a lot of money into the O-line. And you tell me, Alex, if you had like, I don't know how Madden does it, but if you could dedicate two nines to a position, two eights, two sevens, two six along the lines, I mean, I'm putting my nines, quarterback, D-line, my eights, receivers, cornerbacks, my sevens, offensive line, you know? They still have two glaring issues that I do not know if they're fixable at defensive line and receiver, which are two of the most important positions on a roster. I mean, they could go trade Hendrickson, and based upon Adam's reaction to the Crosby thing, I mean, that just, to me, that doesn't make sense. So they got one more kick at the cat with Hendrickson. Do I think it'll happen? I don't know.
I don't
hope it does.
I mean, it'd be great. I don't see.
So you're fine rolling this back.
I didn't say I'm fine.
Year.
Hold on a minute. Don't put words in my mouth.
Okay.
I didn't say I'm fine rolling it back. I said I just don't see them trading the draft capital that is necessary and be the investment that is necessary for a guy like Trey Hendrickson at 31 years old. Obviously, I'm for it, right? I think that helps elevate a glaring issue on your defense from last season. But I just, it doesn't seem like a Packers move to me.
Let me ask you this, Alex, because you're the resident toad. You're even more toady than Joshy. What are your feelings? Because you don't know with the draft, right? It's a crapshoot. Mm-hmm. And Goody has been okay at it. Hasn't been great.
He's been okay, but pretty bad.
Based
the first
upon
round.
Last year at this time, after signing Jacobs and McKinney, Where are you at now going into this season? What are your expectations?
It's pretty clear to me they are falling behind the pack. Not drastically, but when you look across the division, it feels like Detroit still has a step up on them. The Commanders have been reloading this offseason. They still have a step up on them. The Eagles are the reigning Super Bowl, right? So it still feels like they're probably the fourth or fifth best team in the NFC.
Like this, and they don't need to be. You know why? Because I think San Francisco took a huge hit.
I agree.
They lost players. Philadelphia lost a lot of players.
Sure did.
Good players. So don't you step on the gas? Aren't you like, hey, I don't know if Philadelphia and San Francisco have enough gas to finish this race out? We got plenty. Put the hammer down, man. Put it down. And an old lineman paying that much money in a corner or in a, you know, that has potential, I just don't see that as hitting the gas.
I agree with you. And if I was the general manager, or if you were the general manager, I think we're approaching this differently than Brian Gutekunst does. But I think if what we've learned about him through his tenure that started back in 2018 is he just wants to be in the mix. He's never taken the swing in an offseason that makes you go, oh, wow, they're going all in, right? When Rodgers was winning MVPs and this team was in NFC Championship games, it felt like they never really made that all-in move, that move for a receiver or that move for a corner or whatever they may have needed to take them over that hump. They've never gone all the way in. That's just the Goody way. And I can't really do anything but accept that. So at this point, unless you're going to see huge jumps from Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness and Kingsley and Igbari on the edge, or huge jumps from Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks at receiver, this is a team that is not built to compete for the Super Bowl next year. Well, it's just not.
Let me ask you this, and not so much Ron, but I know GMs from years back would always hang on to their guys too long.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of cutting them loose. Mike Sherman did it. Held on to guys too long. So you think this is more of a product of like, hey, I drafted these receivers. They're going to be better. They're my guys. They have to work out. And Rashawn Gary is my guy. And Lucas Van Ness is my guy. They just kind of had an off year. That's when you have to step back and take a look and look at this thing objectively. You know, when I see Lucas Van Ness being blocked by a tight end in Jacksonville, and mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
that is not good, you know? And I don't know if people are expecting, he's young. Going in, I don't know.
I think it's important to draw a line. Yesterday, with Eric Stokes signing with the Raiders, the only remaining member of the 2021 draft is Isaiah McDuffie. In the past, it seemed like it took Goody forever to move on from his guys. I think that era is sort of gone and passed by. He knew that Josh Myers over Creed Humphrey was a mistake. Josh Myers was fine, but he's not a guy worth bringing back on another contract. To say, like, the rookies who are still on rookie deals that are productive and able to play to some extent, you're just not going to move on from those guys earlier than you need to because it wouldn't make sense. So I think there is a blending of, hey, Stokes was a miss. We're moving on, and now we're going Hobbs. We're going a different direction. We're offering somebody else a contract. I think the lack of aggressiveness and probably the lack of turning over every rock or even trying to approach the rock in Devontae Adams and not even talking to him is a whole different thing.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, and I think it still emphasizes the biggest misstep for Brian Gutekunst during his tenure, especially post-Aaron Rodgers, the Jordan Love era, is the lack of veteran presence.
Yeah.
Youth, and Josh, you and I talked about this the other day on Mr. Relevant. Youth is a huge part of winning in the NFL, right?
Correct.
Homegrown guys, look at what the Eagles did. A ton of those guys were on rookie deals defensively when they dominate in the trenches this postseason. Not having the veteran presence and not having that veteran leadership, to me, has been a huge misstep. Because if Lucas Van Ness has a guy that's been there and done that, I think that helps unlock him in a different way that he hasn't been previously unlocked. So to take the stabs that Goody's taken are fine. I don't doubt that Banks and Hobbs will be good players for this team. It's just I don't think they're superstars. And at the end of the day, what wins you titles is superstars, and the Packers just lack superstars. That's still the case.
I just, you know, I look at – because Ron Wolf is my end all be all when it comes to GM. And I just, what Ron did when there was a deficiency at some, he would trade. And if you look, I'm just looking at Ron Wolf's top 10 trades. Obviously, Brett, you know, is a great one. He traded Tim Harris. You guys, I don't know, you too young. Tim Harris was a great pass rusher. He got rid of him because he was a problem. He traded Fred Vincent, sixth-round pick for Amon Green, right? He dealt Matt LeBounty for Eugene Robinson, who was instrumental in us winning a Super Bowl. I just remember all these trades because he traded for tight ends. Traded for, what the hell was his name? Reggie Sutton from Detroit. Traded Mark Ingram. So Ron's philosophy was, hey, if we got a problem there,
I'll attack it.
Yeah, to me, it's pretty clear that Goody overvalues his draft picks in relation to the rest of the league. He thinks a second-round pick is more valuable than, say, the Pittsburgh Steelers do with what they're getting back. And
yeah.
I tend to agree with him on the vacuum case of DK Metcalf, but when it comes to other additions that are possible and moves that could be made, it seems like he's just simply unwilling to do it. And then you have to factor in the age thing, where once you cross 30, it seems to be, unless you're a guy I've had around here, you're not going to get that option. It's just not going to be a part of this team.
I just don't think he uses that tool of trades. I'll give you another one. He trades Mark Brunell. You know what we got for Mark Brunell in the draft? We got William Henderson and Travis Jersey. That's pretty damn good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He trades a fifth-round pick for Allen Rossum. Remember Allen Rossum? He was a hell of a punt return or a kick returner, you know? He traded Dave McLuhan to Seattle. You know who they got for Dave McLuhan? Doug Evans.
So your point
great
here,
cornerback.
Your point here is Goody needs to acquire via trade, not just send out via trade.
It works both ways.
I mean, he's done plenty of sending and acquiring draft picks. He just never has acquired a player.
Yeah, I mean, in the Ted Thompson era, we all lamented the fact that it seemed like the only way to team build for the Packers was
draft and develop.
Would draft and develop, and then the absolute bottom bargain bin of guys who maybe could contribute in some small way. Goody's now taken on free agency, which is something we weren't used to. Now, he has to do that because, well, he lost an entire 2021 draft class to being not that good, which is a hit on him. I think it makes it a lot better when you nail the past two drafts like he has, but clearly trading for players and trading for superstars is an avenue where the Packers seem deficient and unwilling to pay the price of what it costs.
Yeah.
No.
Here's another one. Traded Glenn Milburn to the Bears for a seventh-round pick. You know what they took with that seventh-round pick?
I don't, Chewy.
Donald Driver.
Nice.
Boom.
Good job, Joshy.
Pretty good move, huh?
I would say that one worked out all right. You got any other you want to read off your spreadsheet for us?
Fourth round pick.
Great.
I think I'm good.
Okay.
It's just...
I think your point is...
I think I got the point.
Well, I think it's well made. I think we all sort of agree that there hasn't... I don't know how many trades I would point to and say that was a miss by Goody right now, but the utter lack of even trying is dismaying.
Yeah.
Because not all those picks were superstar make a difference immediately. They were guys in the margins who made differences in spots that were needs.
Yeah, I know we got to get to a break, Josh, but real quick. Is your biggest gripe with Goody this free agency period the fact that he didn't even reach out to Devontae Adams?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, even though he would have never got it done.
Right. Alex. I mean,
there's no way they were paying Devontae $23 million a year.
No, I agree.
It's just the fact that asking for a hometown discount, see if that would work.
Right. Not even to look into it. Not even to do your due diligence, I think, is a miss. So, all right. Is it better to do anything at this point or just say accept your fate and run it back with those position groups specifically, wide receiver and edge? We will dive into that. Coming up next, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Look, you take Jesus and the presence out, and it's not even in the top 10.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you take sex out of the anniversary, then that's not that fun either.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Alex Strope, Mark Chamura, Joshy DiMaggio hanging out with you on this Wednesday morning. The new league year in the NFL beginning today. Caught up with Adam Schefter about an hour ago. If you missed that conversation, find it ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube later this afternoon or wherever you get your podcast. Just subscribe to the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy feed, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Wisconsin On Demand. I'm torn right now, Chewy, because there's just not a lot left on the free agent market that excites me. And while I think I'm probably more just do anything, just try to help your team and your shortcomings, than don't do anything and run it back, I don't know that they could do anything that excites me and goes, okay, that's the move we've been waiting for, other than trading for Trey Hendrickson. But at receiver and edge, the two positions that I think we've all highlighted all offseason long as needing to be addressed, haven't addressed either in free agency.
What about Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper does not excite me, Josh.
What about Ayuk?
Ayuk would excite me.
Ayuk's not first round.
No, but
trade.
Do you have to pay him, or is he under a new contract?
No, he's
he got an extension
last year.
Yep.
So then you're probably trading a higher pick then for somebody like that. What is maybe a second gets it done? I would do that. But the Niners have kind of had a weird offseason. Are they really still open to trading him after moving Deebo Samuel?
I mean, that's kind of a red flag. Is it his ACL isn't responding? Because why would they get rid of two of their, horse receivers? It wouldn't
make a lot of sense. I mean, that agreed. A red flag is the right term there. So where are you at? Is it just do something, please? Is that kind of where you're at this point?
No, I think we're resigned to this is what it's going to be. He did his equivalent of the year before when it comes to money. Banks is McKinney, and then because Josh Jacobs didn't break the bank,
no,
right?
No.
And he's kind of Hobbs, so I think this is Goody's approach. Now you leave it to the draft, but this draft is, from everything I heard, is just an average draft.
Well, it's a crapshoot always, though, right? You never know how these guys are going to turn out. That's why I think it was so necessary, or at least we thought it was necessary, for the Packers to approach free agency with some urgency, right? Bring in proven veterans. Bring in proven commodities. You have the proof of concept for a lot of these guys. And again, they were big spenders on day one because they signed Banks to a massive contract. And then obviously Nate Hobbs got a nice chunk of change.
But
these are not superstars. These are not complete game changers. And I get there was not a ton of those on the open market, but I don't feel a ton better than I did entering free agency on Monday morning.
And this is my thing, Alex, based upon what they've done, just because they haven't touched D-line and receiver. Look, they can beat anybody in this league. And this is my take. They can beat anyone. I don't care. You beat Philadelphia. They can beat anybody, right? They just can't do it 3 or 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah. I tend to agree.
This team doesn't have enough juice to do it 3 or 4 weeks in a row, which typically is what you need to win a Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying.
Need at least three to win a Super Bowl.
Well,
if not four.
How much money are you putting down that they're going to be the number one seed the end of the season next year?
A grand total of $0, Mark Chamura.
So they got to win four.
Yep.
That's my thing.
So and clearly what we're beating around the bush on is we both agree this is still a playoff team.
Absolutely.
It's not a Super Bowl team.
And if they get hot at the right time, they could be an NFC championship team if these guys develop, if they develop. Like, someone's got to separate themselves. I think the D-line is what it is.
Didn't we do this last year? We did this exact same thing last year.
It feels like it.
And I honestly probably have more confidence in edge than I do receiver. Because maybe there's still something that could come out of Lucas Van Ness. We're only 2 years into the Lucas Van Ness experience. I'm not ready to say he's a total scrub yet.
But
I think he's a guy. See, I played against guys like this, strong, coming in, look good, great body, but they rush. This is how they rush. I'm Grog. I will run through you. I don't need any more moves. I'm Grog. That's it. How about a move?
That'd be helpful. That'd be helpful. Although, I don't know how I would block somebody if they were yelling at me like that. I don't know. I think I'd go, okay, you go ahead.
Yeah, so. You said you have more faith in the D-line than the receivers?
To take that next step, I do, yeah.
Like, who's going to take – you look, think in his seventh year, all of a sudden, Rashawn Gary's going to have 14 sacks?
Look, I'm not saying I have a lot of faith, too.
I mean, you pretty much know what you are your seventh year in the NFL.
Yeah, that's true.
Van Ness, I'll give a little bit of a pass. I'll give him one more year because you should be a – you know.
Yeah, and then inside, I'm still really curious with – and maybe we've run out of time with Devontae Wyatt, but that's a guy where I think there's still something there that's untapped. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I have too much faith in these guys because they're draft picks, and a lot of the ones we're outlining are first-round picks. But you're right.
Yeah.
At this point, we might just know who these guys are. I just hope that's not the case at receiver too, but maybe it will be. So we will see. All right, we will take a look at our poll, and we will revisit Chewy's butt. Can't believe that's a sentence I just said. We will do that as we wrap up Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Excuse me. Hold on. Getting choked up over it. So, hold on. Give me a moment.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Wrap it up, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on a Wednesday morning. Alex Roth, Mark Chamura, Joshy DiMaggio hanging out with you from the Gruber Law Offices One Call Atzel Studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Today's Infinity Exteriors Twitter poll. Do you only dream about people you know? 70% of people say no. They dream about people they do not know.
I think they're faceless, though.
Okay. After Chewy told us about a dream he had last night in a parking lot at Lambeau Field.
I got a text from our guy, your co-host, Benny.
Okay, he just walked in here during the break.
That said, our show was definitely better yesterday.
What do you think? I'm gonna let you be the judge.
I'm going to stay – what I do always is stay out of the middle.
Okay, Joshy?
Put it on the poll. I learned that the polls go 24 hours.
They do. And the one yesterday from your show with Benny that went 24 hours, you did lose. Who would you prefer as general manager of the Green Bay Packers? 61% of people said Brian Gutekunst.
Josh, I'll take that as a win, right?
I mean, for you, yeah, absolutely. You're not a GM, and some people want you to replace
them. I mean, still 39% of people said you. That's
more than I did.
Josh, which show was better?
I have a hard time judging. I barely remember what we did yesterday.
Okay, so that would mean us. Because I don't know how anybody can forget
put
about
it on the poll.
I don't know how anybody could forget the mental image of Chewy's bare white ass on a Zoom call with 100 people.
That might be working against you.
Really?
Scarred.
It's memorable.
People are scarred.
It's memorable.
I got a good ass.
Oh God.
Gonna be saving that
hey,
one
look
for
at,
later.
Coming from a person that has the disease called no acetol.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
You have no room to judge.
Yeah, but
no,
but
you don't.
For you to unwillingly flash over 100 people your bare cheeks, I think I have room to judge. After you go, oh no, they loved it, man. My ass is great. I think I got room to judge.
Well, I'll poll it. Who's got a better ass? Me or Strophy?
I don't think Joshy's going to be
but keep in
that.
Mind, what are you, 24?
26.
I'm 56.
Yeah, you got a few years on me. It's true.
Am I twice your age? I guess I am.
Yeah, math would tell you the answer is yes.
It's not a strong suit of mine, all right?
Mine neither. No judgment. No judgment there. The only thing I'm judging you for are the following. Joshy, give me the football music because I got a few things there. I'm only judging you for the following things.
Based upon 2 weeks ago, you have no room to judge anyone on anything. Okay?
Well, I got bad news because here we go. Number one, you won't admit that you snore when you sleep.
I don't.
Number two, you wouldn't fix the problem of the light that blinks on your fan with a piece of electrical tape for your wife.
Doesn't bother me.
That it's not about you. Number three, you don't think about other people.
That's a lie.
Okay. Number four, you vacuum and get naked during your wife's Zoom calls and don't feel bad about it.
Josh, who do I have tomorrow?
Me.
Same guy.
Who do I have Friday?
Gabriel.
Gaby.
Oh. Okay. You got more?
Nah, that's pretty much the end of the list.
Any more polls?
Last thing, actually, is you claim self-awareness, but it's clear you lack it.
I don't think so. I think I can look at myself.
That's what what somebody who lacks awareness would say.
At least I'm consistent.
20 minutes after Josh, he called you famously inconsistent, by the way.
Is this over?
No, not quite. We got about a minute left.
Okay.
How do you think it went today?
Went fine.
I would agree. You're going to do your homework.
No, you know why it goes fine, Alex? Oh, is boy. When I don't remember anything, then it's good. If something sticks out to me during the show, it's probably bad. Right?
Yeah, your spies are gonna be telling your wife that you talked about your...
Oh, she knows.
Your cheeks. She knows you talked about your cheeks today?
Oh, I'm sure. I've talked about much worse. No, let me ask you a question. So if she walks across my Zoom call... Everyone's like, hey, thank you. That was wonderful. I do it, and I'm a bad guy. I don't get it.
That Josh? Would never happen to her.
That'll do it for us today. We'll run it back tomorrow. Chewy's got homework. We'll see if he actually accomplishes it as he sleeps in the guest bedroom tonight. Will the Touch coming up next on ESPN Milwaukee.